because the lots of the things that the St Kildans did as part of their culture were done to strengthen the community. So they did a lot of climbing for seabirds, for example. Yeah. And there's great footage in this later on.
Mental.
Kind of set up, you know, and it's like them showing what they could do. And they'd been doing that for, like, I think probably more than 50 years by this stage, where tourists would come and they would show them, like, here's our climbing routines.
Yeah.
And it was really famous. I mean, I don't think there was any other communities in Britain where people were doing this kind of climbing, you know, so that it is really amazing. And they would test the ropes in front of the whole community. So they made the ropes out of horsehair quite often, and they would, at the start of the season, they would test them in front of everybody so that there was a shared responsibility, and that the responsibility for the ropes was shared amongst the whole group, because if you had one person who was responsible for them, it was too big a risk, and that person, you know, if the rope failed, that one person would be responsible, and it would cause big eruptions, you know, whereas if you shared it, it means it's everybody's responsibility. And they did quite a lot of things like that, that were like little ways of stopping conflict.
Yeah, that's very sensible.
It's very sensible, and there's quite a lot of things like that in St Kildan culture about them doing things as a group. I mean, like, they often get people talking about the St Kilda Parliament, and the story goes that the men all met every morning on the street and discussed what to do that day. And then there's lots of jokes about how actually they just sat there and chatted about it for hours and hours whilst all the women did all the work. But the important thing about that was what they were doing was sharing responsibility. So they didn't all come out of their house and just do their own thing. They came out and they decided as a group what they would do. And most of the things in St Kilda were like that. So one of the stages, they had a boat. The sail from the boat was made up of a patchwork of pieces from each family, which is an amazing sort of symbol of shared responsibility. You know, rather than saying, this guy's the best sailmaker, everybody made a bit. And the boat, like, was owned, parts of the boat were owned by each family.
That's
which
nice,
is really,
isn't it?
It's very interesting. And it has there are lots of things like that in St Kildan literature about this sharing. Idea of sharing, it's